With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. officials say that the United States is expected to announce it will be spending another $1.25 billion in military assistance for Ukraine. It's part of a push by the Biden administration to get as much aid to Kiev as possible before departing office on January 20th. America's cable TV news channels are experiencing different fortunes after Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 presidential elections.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
And the Salem Radio Network this week spoke with Scott Rasmussen, founder of the Rasmussen Report. He told us that the trust in the legacy media is now at an all-time low.
That level of distrust in the media is one of the reasons that the legacy media is really yesterday's news.
And the Nielsen numbers also show that Fox News' audience share has grown to 72% among the three cable TV news channels after the election. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's commutation of 37 death sentences was motivated more by politics than ethics. Obvious, he says, considering the three whose sentences were not commuted.
The Boston Marathon bomber, the Tree of Life bomber, or a shooter, and the Charleston shooter. So Joe Biden was willing to commute every death sentence on federal death row except for the most politically inconvenient murderers.
That is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, and this is SRN News. Canada targets ministries and pro-life groups.
Lawmakers in Ottawa are considering a new budget for the country, and amongst its numerous proposals is one to remove the tax-exempt status of thousands of parachurch Christian organizations that do everything from shelter the homeless to provide mental health counseling. Another budget recommendation would remove the tax-exempt status of any group that campaigns against abortion. Church leaders are urging Canadian lawmakers to reject the proposals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year. That's a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Meanwhile, some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack, about on par with other years. This is SRN News. Slovakia's prime minister is threatening to halt backup supplies of electricity to Ukraine after January 1st. His announcement is a reaction to Kiev's stated refusal to renew an expiring agreement that had allowed Russian gas to cross into Slovakia.
When Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine nearly 3 years ago, many European states scaled back their use of Russian gas, costing Moscow billions. Slovakia, though, has remained a big customer for Russian gas, which crosses Ukraine in a pipeline. President Zelensky has said he won't renew the transit agreement, and that would cost Slovakia hundreds of millions of euros. Now the Slovak Prime Minister, Robert Fico, has warned that his country might react by stopping electricity supplies to Ukraine during grid outages. That's an apparent reference to Russian attacks on Ukraine's power network. Mr. Fico is offering to host peace talks, but he remains more pro-Moscow than most of his European colleagues.
That is the BBC's Peter Hyatt. More on these stories at townhall.com.